listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let me talk to you about a place that is just perfect. I'm talking about heaven, and I'm going to read to you from Revelation chapter 22, verses 3, 4, and 5, where we read this. "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." You could say that the greatness of heaven is found in what it doesn't have and in what it does have. Think of all the things that won't be in heaven. In heaven, the curse is gone. Since the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden, man and creation have lived with the effects of the curse described in Genesis chapter 3. Sorrow and pain in childbirth for women, friction between the sexes, the necessity of hard, often futile work for man's survival, and most of all, the curse of death. These aspects of the curse will be present during the millennium, though they will be greatly lessened by the perfect rule of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 65 shows us that it is still possible for a sinner to be cursed in the millennial earth, but in the new heavens and the new earth, they are done away with forever, for the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. In heaven, not only is there no more curse, there's also no more night. Heaven will be a place where the darkness of this age is forever gone. The light of heaven is not artificial. It's not even from the sun. God himself is the light. Now, think of what will be present in heaven. First, we read, "His servants shall serve him." Heaven will be a place of work and service for God's people. However, this is a picture of the pure blessedness of service rather than difficult, curse-stained labor. Second, heaven is a place where God's people see his face, that is, they live in a place of close fellowship with God. Moses was denied the privilege of seeing God face to face in Exodus chapter 33, but everyone in heaven shall see his face. This means that they will literally and physically, with their risen bodies, look into the face of Jesus. We will look into the very heart, soul, and character of Jesus and understand him, understand his work, and understand his love. We will see Jesus clearly because sin will be done away with. There will be nothing to cloud our vision of Jesus. The greatest glory of heaven is to know God, to know Jesus more intimately and wonderfully than we could ever know him on earth. Third, in heaven, his name shall be on their foreheads. Heaven is a place where God's people will forever be identified with their God, and there will never be any doubt that they belong to him. Fourth, we shall reign forever and ever in heaven. Heaven is a place where God's people enjoy an eternal reign. This is in contrast to the limited duration of the millennium. Heaven will never end. So today, look forward to heaven. It's the perfect answer to paradise lost, and it's perfect in every way.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.